St. Elizabeth of Hungary's Church in Trebsch. From the outside, the Gothic St. Elizabeth of Hungary's Church looks quite unassuming. But inside, it's a veritable treasure trove. The riches it holds are the 17th century wall and ceiling paintings that cover the entire interior. There are a great many indications that this wooden church was built in the second half of the 16th century. Parts of the original building have survived to this day. The church has a log frame structure, meaning that its walls are made of solid larch beams stacked on top of each other and connected by saddle notch corner joints. It is also worth noting that the walls are angled inward slightly, a technique intended to improve the stability of the structure. The building has a narrow chancel for the priests and a wider nave for the congregation. Some of the former fittings and furnishings have been transferred to the village's new church, which was built in the 20th century. The historical elements that remain here include the Rococo-style pulpit, the tabernacle, the canopy, the table at the high altar, the baptismal font, and the Baroque candlesticks. Paradoxically, the lack of furnishings simply highlights the church's main attractions and makes it much easier to marvel at. That attraction is the polychromes, and the term polychrome denotes a multicolored wall painting. The polychromes here were commissioned in 1647 by Father Jan Ratuowski, the parish priest of Fridman, a village just a stone's throw to the southwest. They were created by an unknown artist,